Will you be seated, please?
Well, I've been using a book in the 4 weeks of Advent to try and do some daily readings and to try and get my mind into, you know, what's going on and further my journey. It's called Haphazard by Starlight. And when people come to organise liturgies for the church, they run around and they say to the priest, or they say to the people on the door, how many people do you think will be getting, we need to prepare the wafers to have, you know, for communion? How many people do you think? So that's very haphazard, because who would know it? Who would know it? And our journeys like that, as a Christian, are very haphazard. I was thinking about Starlight when I was coming home from midnight service last night, and I don't think anybody here, unless they were a scout in their young days, would have ever been trying to find their way by starlight. The moon, perhaps, but starlight, very, very iffy. And we are so used to, even where I live, it's not even dark at night, because the lights from the city put up a glow in the sky, and it's never dark. Not really, really pitch dark. But even if we don't actually experience haphazard by starlight like the shepherds and the wise men, Mary and Joseph travelling from Nazareth up there to Bethlehem down there, we sort of know, you know, people have come today, turned up out of the blue. People are here because they've got a position in the church and they need to, they're overseers. So they're here to look after whoever might haphazardly walk through the door. And if we, on our Christian journey, we know, I'm sure you can all identify with that haphazard. Was that a message or wasn't it? Should I go or shouldn't I? How much does God expect of me? Not that much, surely. And it's not a straight path. Reading scripture is very haphazard. The whole arrangement of the Bible is pretty haphazard. Biblical scholars, from the Jewish to the Christian to the right through, have tried to organise it in some way, that is, presenting the story, especially for the rationalist mind that appeared, you know, after the 17th century, and people thought that they could organise their lives in a very rational way. But of course things get in the way, don't they? Our emotions, our sadnesses, our sudden joys, our despairs, our expectations not being filled. That's pretty grim. So I'm just wanting to say to you today, Happy Christmas. Being here is very, very, very special. Christ's Mass. I've got a clergy friend who always spells Christmas with a double S. Christ's Mass. And we'd better not forget it, because our world out there is full of elves. Not quite sure why. I mean, it's pretty funny seeing a pair of elves' legs hanging out the back of a car with little pointy shoes on. But I'm not really quite sure about the connection. Pretty haphazard for me, I tell you. I think they're meant to be Santa's helpers. Okay. What we have here really is pretty down to earth, pretty haphazard. know where to give birth, and the scum of the earth, some shepherds, a bit like having people, you know, who the night, that night had been lined up at the one of the places where they distribute food to the homeless. They're the people who came to see Jesus. So no matter who you are, what your connection with this holy flat space, this church, you have come here haphazardly because you don't know what's going to happen next. So I wish you a very happy Christmas day, and on your journey forward with our Lord Jesus Christ, I wish you every blessing in the world. The Lord be with you.